Blog Talk Radio.
Kelly Joe, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. Good to have you tonight, and good to see that there's a bunch of people out there. We're going to talk about hypnosis. We're going to have a wonderful lady on tonight. Her name's Carol, and she does hypnosis. I'm really excited to have her. And I thought I'd punch on the first person to say hello here. I'm waiting for her to call in. So I see there's a 520 number. So I will see what they would like to ask. Hello, 520. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Do you want to listen?
Yes, please.
Okay, no problem. Hello, 817. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, I just started a new job, and I was curious if you think this would be a good fit for me or not.
Yes, I think that you'll like the people that you work with, and you're going to learn some new things. You're going to learn the computer, and you're going to really enjoy it. And it'll be a nice camaraderie.
That's good. It's my third week, and I'm just not feeling that yet, so maybe it's just me.
Well, it takes 3 or 4 weeks to learn something.
That's true.
And, you know, so you have to be patient with yourself.
I know. I get a little like that sometimes.
Don't outrace yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have any other...
Yeah,
there's nice people. I see a nice lady that's helping you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
But do you have any questions about hypnosis?
You know, I've been hypnotized before, but I'm not exactly sure if it worked. I think I was still kind of alert.
Well, you're alert anyway. It's just you're
mm-hmm.
open to suggestions. They can't make you do anything bad, you know, because you'll
right.
override it, you know. It's to help you, like, lose weight or quit smoking or help you with fears.
Yeah, like positive thinking, things like that.
Yeah, that's what that's for. And also to relax you. You know, and
that's
then it
good.
Sets a good input in your brain so that you have better way to do things. It helps your brain override old habits.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think that give yourself another week, and I think you'll click in and you'll feel better.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I'll listen to the show.
Okay, hon.
Thank you.
Hi, 216.
Hello. How are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Do you have a question?
Yes. You know, I was supposed to start a job this week, but it was delayed. Can you tell me when my start date is going to be? Is this job going to go through?
I think you need to cover yourself because I think they hired within company and they didn't tell you.
Okay.
But I see you getting another job that would be like, you do administrative work?
Yes.
Because I see admin. And try the hospital that's only like 20 minutes away from you.
Okay.
It would be your front door. It would be to the right of you. And
the
it looks like
It
looks like it's a teaching hospital.
Oh.
You know?
And in what time frame?
Well, you need to go check there and do a application.
Gotcha.
I feel like they have an opening. Another thing that you could get in an admin position would be processing in a file room somewhere. It's like you'd be, I don't know, it's corporate, but you're like putting things in the computer to get rid of old paper files. And that
okay.
would be tons
so the,
of work.
So, yeah. The one I was supposed to get, supposed to start on Friday, then this isn't going to go through. I was supposed to start today.
Well, if they haven't called you yet, I feel like they hired within. You know, they
wow.
might have dropped the ball. You know, you might still hear from them. If you don't hear from them by tomorrow, you ain't got it.
Yeah, they
I know how to
today
talk
they're
right.
still doing, yeah, they said today they're still doing the background check. They got my last reference on Friday.
Okay, so then you should hear tomorrow then. But somebody dropped
what do you think?
The ball. But you need to cover yourself because I think somebody dropped the ball.
Dropped the ball? What do you mean?
It means they didn't get the paperwork where they need to get it, and nobody's checking on anything.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Huh.
They feel like I see a ball dropping, so somebody drops a ball.
I wonder what that means. When do you feel me working by?
I see you working by, it's within a 2-3 week time frame.
Okay.
So it's either
Thank
3 days
so
or 3 weeks.
Thank you.
There's giant three.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, hypnosis is very good for you. It can help you stop smoking. It can help you get over fears. Like if you're afraid to fly on a plane, and also you can do past lives. You go back. A friend of mine taught me that to walk down a lane and then go to the other sides of a wood, and then you see what's on your feet, and when you look at your feet, you have different shoes on, and you listen for your name. They usually call your name, and you see what kind of people are around you. So that's always a lot of fun. And I've had many experiences where I've worked on murder cases through hypnosis and broke them, and that's a lot of fun. And you give people closure. You also can do archaeological digs and stuff to see where things are and do remote viewing through that. And it's also fun to do research because you can find legitimate time frames where you were from another lifetime that you were born. You can find graves and you can find cities and names and all that. And that's really cool. Another thing that you can do too is to review something that you've forgotten to help pull up an old memory. That's always a good idea to do. That's a lot of fun. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was children that are very aware this lifetime. A lot of times they call them indigo children, and they're very psychic, they're very aware, they have sight. They can see, they're clairvoyant, they hear, they feel, they sense, and they're more aware. I've seen a baby just pop a pacifier back in its mouth right after being born, so they're more aware. You ever notice a baby when you hold it, it'll look above your head, they're seeing the angels around you. Same with dogs and cats. They can see spirits. So, and kids, they're connected to spirit until they're seven, and then they forget. So you're always connected until you hit the age of seven, and then you forget what you were taught. I think Hawthorne wrote, or Longfellow wrote about that in one of his poems, and about how children are very connected to spirit. And we're very connected to spirit. If you listen to your higher self and your intuition, it's usually always right. Don't guess and doubt at it. You know, if your gut tells you to do something, do it. If it tells you not to, don't. And when it tells you ask those and evils, because the piano might fall on your head. Always remember that. And another thing, too, is to know that when you get like a cold chill, that's to let you know that there's confirmation. It's like quivering of your soul, quivering of the spirit. So whenever you get a chill like that, you know that you're right and you're being warned, or you're getting confirmation of that it's right. And a lot of times when I do readings, I get what's called God bumps, and that's confirmation of what you're saying is correct. Have you ever, and another thing is your dreams. Sometimes you can get prophetic dreams, things that are going to happen beforehand, just like deja vu. Have you ever gotten deja vu, felt like you were a place before and you just never was there, but you know exactly where everything is? You can do that on vacation, or you can do that in your meeting a person or a place or a thing. It's a familiarity or a song that somehow you remember it from another time and place, or it's preconceived. A lot of times a mother, she'll have a dream of her baby before it comes, and she can tell what sex she has, a little girl or a little boy, and they'll come to you. Sometimes they'll even come to you in a dream and give you their name. And another thing, they say that kids follow you before you, they're born, and I can see them. They usually put their hand up on your thigh, and they look like they're 2 years old. And I know a baby's coming. People get mad at me when I tell them that. I say, well, just be careful. Double bag it. Do whatever you got to do. Otherwise, it's coming in no matter what. And also notice that the times now are be more vigilant and more aware because the vibration is rising, you know. And whenever, too, in astrology, we had a couple of about two eclipses of the sun and the moon, and whenever that happens in your wherever it hits in your astrology, and I'm not an astrologer, it hits hard wherever the eclipse hits in your chart. So if you're having a hard time, that area of your chart's being hit with the eclipse, and that's highlighted, and whenever it's highlighted, that brings to fore things that need to, lessons that need to be learned, or blessings and abundance too that needs to come in. So it's like a door opener whenever there's an eclipse. Know that. Another thing too is your dreams. When you have dreams, also notice the colors, the smells. Some people get smells, some people get colors, some people dream in black and white. But whatever the color means to you, like blue might mean something to somebody else different than blue means to me, or black might mean negative, where a Native American Indian would see black as the void. So it's not necessarily bad or good. It's what it means to you. Bright colors, purple, higher vibration. Also always remember to listen to your children. I'm going back to the children that are aware. When they tell you they see something, believe them, because it's not just their imagination. They're really seeing stuff. So don't poo-poo them when they say they've seen grandma or grandpa. They really have seen them. Imaginary friends aren't so imaginary. The friends are there. So they're real. And the creativity, you know, too, that's a connection with spirit, too. Creativity for kids is very... Another thing that you can do to trust yourself is to sit and just every morning and when you have time, take time for you, sit in the quiet space and sit and just be quiet for a minute. That's a form of meditation. There is no right way to meditate. Just sit and be quiet and see what comes to you and just feel the peacefulness. That way you can quiet your mind for a minute if you're having a busy day. Know that. Another thing is when you want to be, you can also put yourself in a calm state where what you do is you just sit and feel the white light, cover yourself the white light inch by inch, like up your toes and up over your ankles, relaxing and letting go as it goes, relaxing and feeling it melt. And you do your whole body that way, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your back, and then that'll put you in a nice, calm, altered state, and then breathe in and breathe out, and that'll help calm you down. When you're all excited, you just breathe and feel all the white light going up over your whole body and then feel all the tension of the day melt away. That's a neat practice to do so that you don't hold tension in your body. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in every week. And I enjoy talking with y'all. And it's an honor to be able to do a reading. Doing a reading, you're born this way, and it's an honor to get all over somebody's energy field in a day. Not many people do you let into your energy field every day. So I want to thank everybody. And it's so neat to get information, and it's like smell-o-vision, hear-o-vision, taste-o-vision. And that's always a lot of fun. Another thing is, and with hypnosis, I got to go do work with a friend. It wasn't hypnosis, but I was remote viewing. I got to go work on an archaeological dig and help dig up mummified little people up in a cave out in Arizona. That was a lot of fun. And then I also got to do work on iron crosses out in Arizona. And that was a lot of fun. And went with a paleontologist and went and got to find a Tyrannosaurus rex. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun. Because you can go deep enough to go and see latitudes, longitudes, and all that, and see the petroglyphs. And he found that the mummified bodies of the little Indian people were so neat. They still had eyelashes and hair. There was a mom and dad and a little baby, and they were only like 3 foot tall. And they were totally mummified because of the dry air. It's really neat. Another fun thing with hypnosis was seeing different time frames. You can go back and forth in the timeline continuum and see different times and places. Like one time I went to Ireland and got to go serve mead and heard the Irish, Scottish Moors too. I heard that and heard the beautiful, heard my Bonnie, that song, My Bonnie is Over the Ocean. It was beautiful. I'm probably saying it wrong, but oh, it was beautiful. Bagpipes are just so hauntingly beautiful. And then being able to go back and see all the beautiful castles over there. And too, whenever you remember a place, you have a strong affinity for a place. You've been there in another time and space. So know that when you remember a beautiful place and you remember it, you know that you've been there before in another lifetime or it's a past life. Everybody don't have to believe in past lives, but I believe it's true. And that's a lot of fun because you can get smells and clothing and time frames and see architecture. And it's fun to talk to a little kid that remembers another lifetime. There was one little kid I met a long time ago. He remembered being an adult, and he was so mad that he was little he couldn't do what he did when he was an adult. And he says, well, I was married, and I had kids, and I had a house, and I was a banker, and now I can't do any of that. And he was just so PO'd. And it was funny. It wasn't funny, but he was just so frustrated, so I, with his parents' permission, I talked with him and calmed him down. But when they talk about other lifetimes and remembering people, that's very true, because how does a little tiny kid know or read anything? They don't. So that's, I'm glad that they verified stuff like that. And then, too, there's a whole bunch of little kids that are being born now that's going to help change, you know, how we look at the world and the earth, and they're coming to help the ecological default we have, and they're coming to help change the way things have always done. Like I read that there's a kid that's going to try to clean up the plastic in the ocean. So isn't that neat? They're considered an indigo kid, and he's very smart, and he's going to get boats to pick up all the plastic in the ocean and heal the earth. So that's neat. And another little kid is making a robot, you know, that is artificial intelligence. So the kids that are coming up, they're very smart. They're smarter than we ever dreamed of being. So acknowledge that and encourage them, because the kids are our hope. Totally. Another thing that I want to tell you guys about is there's a prayer chain for peace, world peace, every day at 4 o'clock. So to join in, just say a prayer for the earth every day at 4 o'clock. It's worldwide. You can just say a little prayer for the earth every day at 4. Remember to think positive. positive begets positive, negative begets negative. Thoughts and words are things, so always remember that. If you think negative, you're going to get negative. Like if you say, this is killing me, it's going to do it, by God, by gosh. But you cancel clear any negative thought with a positive thought. Say, oh, this is wonderful, I am healed, I am whole. So always remember that. And two, when you do your dreams, do your dream journal. That way you'll see a pattern and you'll be able to adjust your dreams and notice how you're doing and how you're working on things. Like if you have a really scary dream, and if you have a dream about death, it isn't really death, it's death of a situation. And when you have people in the dreams, know that the people symbolize parts of you. So know that. Sometimes, too, when you have a dream and something's chasing you, it's like, okay, what are you not dealing with if you have something chasing you? And you can do what's called lucid dreaming. If you do lucid dreaming, you can control the dream. You can go and you can turn around if something bad's chasing you. You can say, go away. You can reach me at kellyjoepsychic.com, and you can call me for a private reading, 561-333-5367. And if you want to get a private reading, and also you can also remember that you have the power within yourself to change anything you need to change within your life. So always know that. You have the power to change anything. Attitude, perceptions, and choices is what it's all about. And I always love, light, and blessings. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And next show is going to be the 4th. So I look forward to seeing you then. And have a wonderful evening, everybody. And we're looking forward to a whole bunch of other guests and other readers that'll be on. And we're really excited about that. And it'll be a lot of fun. And again, happy Easter to everybody. I know it's afterwards, but